Hello, I'm Adam.
And is this how we're doing our intros now?
Yes. Hello, I'm Adam.
Hello, I'm David.
Welcome to Jabberwocky, episode number 9, which we're not numbering, so irrelevant whether
no
what number
numbering
it,
our
it
episodes.
Is. Today we're doing...
We're going on a journey, Adam.
We're doing a little bit of a different episode. We're doing a commentary track. Yeah, I got...
trying to do a thing.
Yeah, but they don't know what the movie is yet.
Okay, I know. Okay.
We're doing a commentary track of the 2008 hit blockbuster film.
No, you completely skipped over my whole thing that I was doing.
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, okay.
With Brendan Fraser. So it is it's on Netflix.
And Josh Hutcherson. Don't forget that guy.
And Josh Hutcherson.
Known for this movie.
And Hunger
also
Games.
Also for Hunger Games and the sequel to this movie that did not have Brendan Fraser
with
in it.
The Rock.
It had The Rock in it.
Okay.
And Michael Caine. Michael Caine was in that movie.
Okay, so if you want to watch along with us, what you're going to want to do is pull up Netflix.
Yeah. If you're not watching along, this episode will...
Yeah, it's not going to make any... You're going to be hearing like one half of a conversation.
The other half of the conversation being the movie.
The movie. So what
it's
you're
like
going
to... The movie is speaking to us, and we're speaking to each other about the movie.
The movie. Okay, so what you're going to want to do is pull up Netflix.
What is that beverage you have over there?
Go to... It's Martinelli's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Exclusively?
Yes.
Did you mix it with LaCroix?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It looks a little watered down.
Yeah, because there's ice in it. I've been waiting for like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I have a drink. I have a little bit of LaCroix.
A LaCroix?
Right, LaCroix right here.
Okay.
That's the wrong way.
Open it up. Ooh. Ooh, very nice.
Right in the mic.
Very nice. Okay, so like I've been trying to say for the past 2 minutes, go to Netflix, find Journey to the Center of the Earth, the one with Brendan Fraser.
It's on there.
It's good one.
Is there another one on there?
I don't know. I didn't check.
Wait, I want to test something. So can you hand me the popcorn?
Oh, we also have snacks?
So.
That's pretty loud.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if... I don't know if I can just hear it because I'm close to you or if it's actually in the mic. Just suck on it until it's soft and then
I also have tortilla chips.
Suck on those too until they're soft.
Can you really? Okay, but like, really, can you actually like hear it in your headphones?
Yeah, I think so because I don't think popcorn is naturally that loud.
I can't tell.
Let me try.
Well, you put your mic right up to your face. I was trying to like.
Again,
sit
let me
back.
Try again. Let me try again.
It's like very subtle.
Okay.
So you can hear mine?
Yeah. It's not that loud. It's unless you were really listening for it.
Give me
it.
Another piece. I'm gonna try and.
Unless you were really listening for it.
Okay, I'm gonna lean back.
You can
still hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
What about tortilla?
There's so many more decibels. Okay. Just don't listen for us chewing. And you'll be fine.
I was like chewing right into the mic.
I'm going to suck on my popcorn.
I don't know if I want to do that.
You might just swallow it whole.
I'm just gonna have to.
Okay.
Go probably snackless. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. The moment's gone.
Okay.
I was gonna
so
say something really
hopefully
funny.
By now we've given you enough time to go to Netflix and pull. Up.
Now I've tasted the snacks. I can't have.
So we're gonna start. So make sure you're at 00.
Yeah. So. Pull it. Don't. We're not starting from like when you click play from the Netflix browser.
We're at
area.
Zero.
We have already queued up the video. It's loaded. We're inside the video player, and we rewinded it.
Zero.
We rewinded it to the very start.
I like how you delineated whether it's rewinded or rewound, and then you said rewounded.
I graduated with an English major, so I need to be very particular. Okay, so
ready? You're hitting.
Okay, you should do the countdown because you're also. So are we doing 3, 2, 1, go? Like 3, 2, 1, go.
I'll do 3, 2, 1, go because that
and we're going on go.
Yeah, go okay. on go.
Go on go. So not on
we'll do,
one.
We'll do a little bit of a practice, okay? So this Ready? Is not the actual, this is a practice.
This is a practice.
Okay,
practice
so
run.
Hit play. Ready? 3, 2, 1, click.
Okay.
So I will say go in the space of click, but I was like saying. So 3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
Right.
Okay, so wait.
I'll say go and you say click.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, click. Go.
Okay, I think that works. Okay, Perfect. So I think we've got it.
Okay, ready?
This is the real one.
This is the real one. This is not a test. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
David, how long has it been since you've seen this?
Probably, I mean, a few years. Years, I don't know how many
Not
years.
Just a few.
Quite a few years. I've not watched this since I was, like, 15 probably was, like, how old I was the last time I watched this.
Wow.
Walden.
Uh-oh, rumbling thud. I hope you don't mind that I put it on the
That's
subtitles.
Fine. Okay.
Journey
I did,
to the center of the earth!
I did watch this. Like, we started watching, like, the first 5 minutes of this, like, a while ago, and it was pretty, like, we couldn't do it.
Look at that CGI.
This is what year did this come out?
2008.
2008. So it's been 10 years. Almost 11 years.
Look, it's Steve Irwin. Before he got killed by the the stingray.
We're not gonna go there. We're not gonna go there. Like, isn't that guy from Psych though? He's like that. He's like Sean's uncle, like the treasure hunter.
I don't think so.
Okay, you might be right. Maybe not. Trevor.
I wonder who Trevor is.
I think that's Trevor.
That's Trevor.
Brendan Fraser.
Why do you say Max? Who's Max? Oh, that's Max.
I think. Were they brothers? I can't remember.
I think they were.
So, initial impressions,
Gross.
Brendan Fraser's haircut.
Looks good. Oh, what was that? That looked like the milk Luke was drinking in Last Jedi.
Ooh.
Where does he live?
He bikes to work.
Wow. He's like Indiana Jones. Pangea.
I'm very glad that you have the subtitles on because I can't. Do you believe in Pangea, Adam?
Yes, I do.
Me too.
You can't.
Okay, so he's teaching, lecturing about Pangea. Now this guy is.
You don't need to describe it. They're watching it along. Kitsons? I thought he was going to say it's kissing season. Who's that guy? Seth Meyers?
That
name,
is
right?
Seth Meyers.
Wow. Seth Meyers tried to do.
Ooh,
he got his tongue.
Christmas story action there.
Isn't
was it? Seth? When did Seth Meyers become like a person of note? Because he does like late night right now,
yeah.
right? When did that? Like, when did that? Who was he before that? Was he, like, was this like a significant cameo for him, or is he just like a just before his rise?
I don't know. Why don't they just go fix the sensors? Conveniently, the three sensors that are still working are the ones picking up activity.
That's because the ones that are broken aren't picking up activity that would be there.
I don't think he's really
so
sorry.
Max. They're Max is his brother, who died.
Good thing he gets paid in coins.
Yeah. Ooh, messages. Who's Elizabeth? Is that his,
I think it's
what's
his sister.
Face's mom?
It's his sister.
Sean.
Why did he circle 29 so many times?
So he wouldn't forget. But it looks like he forgot anyway. I hear like the subtle sound of you chewing your popcorn while we're watching this. Okay, so.
Why'd she call it a building, not a house?
Does he live in a duplex,
it's like
maybe?
It's like a condo, but. But it's not.
I feel like this lady knows that this really isn't a good plan. Like, she's so relieved to just find out that he's home. She's not. She has no idea if she's.
Yeah.
He's
I wonder home. What her B plan was.
I don't know. I think she just wants to offload this kid. Like, she's just like. See, she knows it's a bad idea.
Bum, 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 bum. You forgot.
I really want to eat a tortilla chip.
Eat it. Suck on it.
That's weird. Can we increase the mixture just a little bit?
It's pretty loud.
I can't barely hear it. Oh, that's so much better.
Hey, Sean. What's he playing? His PSP?
Is that one of those...
It is PSP.
A Did you know he was going to say that?
I think so.
I never had a Game Boy or a PSP.
Oh! Sean is a comedic genius.
Got a little toed. Wow. Where did...
Boom.
So is this guy actually... This guy is actually his uncle. Oh! Wait, is that Max's kid?
Yes.
Oh! Okay.
Not his sister.
That makes more sense now.
Where were they supposed to be going? Because where they end up going is
I don't know.
Detour.
I don't know that they were supposed to go anywhere.
She said he had his ticket, and he said we're going to be Canadian. So I assume they were going
maybe they're
to
going
Canada.
To Toronto, British Columbia.
Why Toronto?
That was just the first Canadian city that popped into my head.
Mm.
Okay, so
messy room.
Was this actually how like teenagers dressed back then or
2008?
Yeah,
maybe.
Was it just like adults trying really hard to make a teenager look like a teenager? TiVo. Is TiVo still a thing? I feel like not. Sorry, I'm adjusting my microphone.
Why was there tape over the lid?
To tape the lid on.
But it wasn't taped on.
Well, maybe he cut it.
He didn't. Just lifted it off.
So it is Max's son. We have confirmed that this is, in fact, Max's son, Sean.
Do you still have your old ball glove?
It might be, like, in the garage somewhere.
Just new baseball. Oh.
Except running from T-Rexes. Or doing muscle-ups, apparently.
The old man's PSP.
Oh man, the yo-yo. Is this why we decided to... Do you remember when like we were all really into yo-yos?
Maybe.
Is this where this came from?
Maybe.
I feel like I would have thought that was really cool when I watched this movie. How old was I? I was 12. Man.
Do you think he actually didn't know what that was, or they just put that in the script?
I feel like this guy would know what it is.
Have you ever actually read that book?
I read like the, you know, like those like great illustrated classics.
Right.
Yeah, I read that version. I didn't like it. I don't remember actually how much I liked it or not. It wasn't. I liked 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea better, the illustrated version. I never actually read a lot of these.
He's got schematics in there.
Dun, dun, dun.
This kid is not already that good at yo-yoing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Takes years to become good at yo-yoing.
I don't know, like years.
Hmm? The three sensors that are still working... What was that?
I think it was supposed to be a model of like a molecule or something. All right, so we've got Sean, the rebellious young teenager, and Trevor.
Nerd.
That's your summary of him. Nerd. The absent-minded professor.
The wannabe Indiana Jones.
Well, he's even wearing like an Indiana Jonesy outfit right now.
If he puts on a hat, we're stopping the movie.
Indiana Jones.
It's 752.
Exactly the same. Wait, so I've been not paying that close attention because I've been talking.
Four sensors. So he said there were three left.
So the fourth sensor. Oh. So there's a fourth sensor.
And that's Snaffles.
Right. That's right. That's why.
That's why they go to Iceland.
Because I remember there's like a lady they team up with, and she's not from Bolivia or Mongolia or Hawaii. This is like before Iceland was cool.
This movie made Iceland cool.
No, I just feel like Iceland is like a lot cooler.
I feel like Iceland has always been cool.
I'm not talking about temperature. I'm talking about like.
I'm talking about this.
As a travel destination. I don't know. Iceland's like kind of a weird place if you think about it. Like it's just like this little island where these people live. And
it's kind of true about all places.
America is not like just a little island where people live. It's like a huge landmass. Like
but everything's an island, if you think about it.
Yeah, but like Iceland is like a little island.
What about Hawaii?
It's the same thing.
Australia.
Kind of the same thing. But Iceland is unique because it's a self-contained country and also small. Australia is like a decent size.
Australia counts as a continent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which oh, they're going to Ottawa.
Ottawa, Canada.
There's no way that those drivers have enough money.
I don't know, man.
To buy two tickets to Iceland Air.
You can get tickets to Iceland pretty cheaply, I've heard.
But there's no way that many coins.
He had a lot of coins, bro.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-mm.
Descend bull trap. Yokel of Sniffles.
That person got a whole Coke can behind him. Did you see that?
That was back in the day. I feel bad for the person who... How's he sticking those on there? Ooh, it's a code. I used to think codes were really cool.
Codes are really cool.
Well, I used to think they were really, really cool. Cooler. I mean, I used to think codes were, like, more useful than they actually are. Like, this guy's writing all his stuff in code, and, like, this isn't, like, search for the Holy Grail. Like, nobody else is, like, trying to, like, steal your work and, like, find their way to like, no, you're the only person who's trying to do this. You don't need to encode your research, bro.
He's Googling on his PSP. Do you think that was a product placement for Google?
Wow. Maybe. Wow, man. That's amazing, though. Like, think about technology in 2008. 10 years ago. Just like, Stone Age, basically. He's like, welcome to the 21st century. Think about where we'll be in another 10 years. 2028. We'll be watching.
We go back to PSPs. He took his eyes off the road way too long there.
There's nobody else on the road.
There's a goat. They're goats, David.
Did you hear that?
No.
I had to like lean over to one side to eat my tortilla chip.
Stiff lard starter.
Is there a way to just like turn up the volume on the computer? Is that? Yeah, that's better.
Looks big and institutional. Why don't they drive to it?
You hear that weird, like, airy sound?
It's the wind, David. In the movie.
Right, but it just sounds not well balanced. Like,
pretty shabby.
The irony there is that it looks pretty shabby. Mm.
She's Hannah. Why didn't she have an Icelandic name?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I don't feel like, I have a feeling she's not actually Icelandic.
Do you think Icelandic people actually, like, refer to their years in winters? Like, she was like, he died 3 winters ago. Or are they just, like, being like, it must be cold in Iceland. I bet they go, they talk about winters.
Yeah, when do they know winter starts and ends?
Maybe they refer to their years as winters. And it's called Iceland.
Because it's just cold all year, so they just call them winters.
Yeah.
So far, we have 2 dead people in this movie.
Max and that other guy.
Sigaborn Asgeirsson.
So there's a secret society. Are they a secret society or are they just like a bunch of people?
I think they're just a bunch of people. Like, kind of like flat-earthers.
I think your brother is a Vernian. Just saying.
Is Vernian a derogatory term?
No. I think they refer to themselves as that.
Do flat earthers refer to them as flat earthers? Oh, it's not a code.
I think flat earthers just refer to everybody else as round earthers. I don't know that for a fact. It's just speculative. But.
Out there. Oh.
Oh, so they are a secret society.
What kind of scientist? Is Click?
How far is a Click?
Yeah, is Click an actual?
You always hear, does anybody in the real world ever refer to distances in clicks?
I haven't even heard a scientist refer to distance in
clicks.
But
I hear it in the movies. It's about 12 clicks north of here. What's a click? Is it a mile? Is it a kilometer? That might make sense. A kilometer.
Wow, that's a little steep. Wait, so they didn't convert any of that money into, like, Icelandic cash?
I get the feeling they don't have a very solid plan. Also, I don't. There's something weird about this movie because the sound balance is just way.
I don't think so.
The dialogue. Maybe it's just my headphones then, because like I can hardly hear any of the dialogue, but the music is quite loud.
How long does it take to walk 30 clicks?
Well, if it's a kilometer, probably pretty long.
Can you hear me munching on these?
No, not really. Lucky.
What? That's weird, Sean. You're 13.
Hey, don't objectify. Don't objectify women, Sean.
Also, you're 13. She's like 26. David's chowing down on a tortilla chip right now.
Can you hear that?
Uh-uh.
Can you hear that?
Mount Sniffles.
Oh, so it's a real mountain.
Did Max put the sensor there?
The dialogue just improved a lot in my ears. So at this juncture, they still have no plans to go into the Earth. They have no idea that that's possible.
They have no idea that you can get into the middle of the Earth. Or if the middle of the Earth actually exists.
He doesn't even know. So that's weird. So Trevor, at the beginning of the movie, is having a dream about Max, right, presumably underground, being chased by a T-Rex. But Max has no idea, or Trevor has no idea that Max went missing underground.
Right. Whoa.
Wow, that was a close call. Also,
there's no way lightning
is... That's not how lightning works. Just... Like, are we supposed to...
Lightning doesn't go, like, semi-automatic.
Well, if it was going to strike...
I also don't think lightning can do that.
Can do what?
Cause a landslide.
I bet it could. Lightning is pretty powerful, I feel like.
Why was she calling out for Trevor if he was literally right in front of her?
Or maybe she couldn't see him because it was dark. Dun dun dun. Now they're trapped underground. This would be so much better as an episode of MacGyver. Or like a MacGyver movie. Dude, we should watch the MacGyver movies sometimes because they're out there. They made two TV movies about MacGyver that I've never seen.
It's no use. We should have gone to Ottawa. It really didn't look like that much.
So.
Unless you're trashing
the cave. She has no idea if there's another way or not.
Yeah.
She's just trying to be optimistic.
Who do you think they would eat first when the protein bars run out? Who do you think is? I think Shaw is gonna be the first guy to go.
I mean, are you saying that in this situation all three of them are alive and they're killing each other?
Yeah, and they run out of protein bars. However,
I feel like,
I guess if they're still stuck and there's no way to get out, they wouldn't eat anyone. Because it wouldn't do any, you'd just be stuck longer.
I don't know if you got, well, not me personally, but I'm just saying if they got really hungry, they might try something. You know, I should need to be, like, talking more consistently into the mic. I've been kind of moving my head around. I think my audio qualities could be messed up for this episode. Does this sound better?
It sounds fine.
Okay, cool. Wow, that was a close
call. If he was at like a 90 degree angle looking down the pit and she had like grabbed onto him?
I don't think she would have been able to hold on to him, just me personally. Wow, this is an intimate moment. They're like holding on to each other. Ooh, he owes her one. You know what that means?
They're going to keep referencing that joke throughout the rest of the movie.
No, well, maybe. It means he's going to save her life, and then it's going to be like a romantic thing, and she's probably going to kiss him.
I hope not. I don't see any kissing in this movie. All those letters for keep out.
Icelandic, man. They got... I don't actually know anything about Icelandic language.
Me neither.
I do know that ladies' last names is like whoever's daughter they are. It's like that person's daughter. Although I don't know if they do last names in the same order.
One.
Oh.
Boom.
I forgot that happened.
This seems kind of unnecessary. Like, why did the movie writers need to put this into the movie?
The gunpowder?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Magnesium.
Magnesium, David. That's a dumb question.
Magnesium is that flammable.
Conveniently, she has glow sticks. That glow stick lit up way too fast.
She is ready for a rave at any time, anywhere.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, he did not abide by the 3, 2, 1 go principle.
It's 3 seconds deep. That's not too far. She has 200 feet of rope.
She always has enough rope, man.
Does that mean she has, like, a rope that can get long? It's a magic rope?
Probably has 600 feet of rope. They're probably all three going to have separate ropes. Yeah. Stand up for yourself, Icelandic lady. What's her name?
Hannah.
Hannah, that's right. Stand up for yourself, Hannah. Remember, we're all connected. Ooh.
Right, so she does have 600. She's got a rope going down and back up and back down, which means there's going to be 2 more people coming back down, which is 5 times up and down. She's 1,000 feet of rope. There's no way.
What?
It was a rope going down.
Okay.
Rope coming back up.
Okay.
He's going down. He's going down. And she's going down. Which is up and back down 5 times.
I don't.
Times 200.
There's only 3 ropes, Adam.
No. Look, there's 2 here going down.
We have no idea how much rope this lady has.
At minimum, 1,000. Look, there's 2 ropes there.
So you're saying they all have 2 ropes?
Yeah.
That's 1,200 feet of rope. Was he trying to hit on her?
I think so. He's trying to seem like the good guy after calling dibs on her.
Wow.
He almost just Gwen Stacy'd.
Yeah.
In this close one.
I did remember that.
That was not 200 feet of rope. I guess it wasn't because he was already. Couldn't they see that?
Well, I think she could, and that's why she had no qualms about cutting his rope.
See, she didn't know about it.
How would she not be able to see it? If she could see him, she could see the bottom. He was like 3 feet off the ground. 4 feet, maybe. I don't know how many feet.
Looked less than that, like half a foot. What if there wasn't an abandoned mine tunnel down there?
The big disaster. What was the disaster?
So now we have a kill count of 83 in this movie.
Are you keeping a kill count?
Yeah, I am. Why didn't she just tell disaster was instead of saying the big disaster?
Because the screenwriters didn't want to have to go through the trouble instead of coming saying, up
yeah,
with a
the
huge
thing
long backstory
up.
For that.
Why didn't she just say, after it blew up?
I don't know.
And why did it matter to him how big it was? Why do they have a flashlight and headlamp?
Wow, this lady is kind of a jerk. The money.
The
They're all carrying flashlight and using a headlamp. It doesn't make any sense.
You're right. That's not very energy efficient.
Yeah. Who turned it off after the big disaster?
Maybe it was already off.
Oh. No, because there are people in there, so it should have been on.
Maybe it was like the end of the long shift, and they had turned it off, and then that's when the big disaster got them.
Or deeper in.
That's who turned it off.
Turn off the lights before you head out.
So far, what Indiana Jones tropes have we seen? He's a professor. Clothing is kind of Indiana Jones-ish.
Which is Temple of Doom.
Minecarts was his Temple of Doom, you're right. There was something else that I saw that he did. Mm. Oh, him looking through the book was kind of like reminiscent of the Grail Diary. And Indiana Jones is definitely right. Working on that on the plane.
I feel like they made this scene just so they could make a roller coaster out of it.
Did they? Is there a roller coaster?
I don't think there is, but it...
I would be worried about seatbelts. I'm just saying, like, that would make it a lot safer. I'm just saying, guys, I would be.
Also, second of all, why is she the one on the pump cart instead of him?
Because she's.
She better start pumping real hard.
This is a ridiculous plan. There's 0% chance that this would work.
You're not going to get the Balrog. Knock okay. down that part of the track.
All right. Here's what I will say. Maybe they would make that jump, but there's no way they would be able to land all three carts back perfectly on the track. No.
Ooh, did you see that foreshadowing?
What?
You didn't. You missed it.
What did he say?
There was a sign that showed which tracks would go out.
Which track went out? Brendan Fraser's track?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yikes. That was incredibly
slow motion.
Risky. Oh, so Sean's track is the one that gets out.
They both give out.
She just said his track ends.
So did hers.
She just said that his track ends. Oh, we got a little MacGyver action
this
going
is
on
like
here.
Jumping right before the elevator lands. Boom.
Wow, that's got to be some, like, seriously broken bones. Oh, wait, he's going to reference. Oh, nope.
Boom. Good thing all the tracks went in the same direction.
Wow.
Sean clearly has no grasp of mortality.
Well, he is. How old is he? 12? 13?
13. But if I was in that situation, I would not. I would be very scared, and I would not think that that was the most fun thing I've ever done.
That was like kind of a weird cut.
Scientist jokes.
Man, they're rich. That's going to be what it's going to be.
I would take the feldspar.
he's gonna like take out the.
Is it even possible for diamonds, rubies, and emeralds to be that close to each other?
Is it possible for somebody to outrun lightning? Oh, I remember how this movie ends.
In volcanic tubes. You can't even drive.
Does he like take a bunch of like diamonds and that's how the movie like that's how they like reimburse her and like it's a happy ending and whatever.
What is this? What does she think it is? What is Muscovite? You should have guessed me in this movie. Very thin?
That would ruin the dramatic tension. I feel like they need to lie down to disperse their.
Did you know that walking slower does not make you lighter?
No. Whoops.
That's what you get for being greedy, Sean.
All right.
Oh, boy. Is this wait? How deep is this volcanic tube?
Probably goes to the center of the earth. I like they're having this like conversation in midair, like.
Huh.
So either they're going to die instantaneously or they're going to survive?
I mean, those are kind of the odds in all situations. Isn't water at like...
Okay, I'm very confused about the physics of this part, personally. But
still be dying?
Okay, so they made it.
There's a water slide.
Kinda. That was really confusing. I don't really understand how they.
Where are they swimming though? Oh no, her 12,000 feet of rope are weighing her down. And his headlamp still works.
It's probably waterproof. Oh, he's going to have to dive back in and rescue her. And then they're going to be. He's going to be like, now we're even. And she's going to be like, you still owe me one or something like that.
They're not even, though. Honestly, they should just leave her because they owe her a lot of money.
Well, maybe if they save her, she'll kind of like. So cut down the price You know, give him a
discount. She can hold her breath for a long time.
Yeah, that was. That was some pretty good.
That's what you get for bringing.
She's acclimated to having no oxygen from all of that.
Living in Iceland?
Living in Iceland, yeah. See, that's exactly so what funny. I said was going to happen. Actually, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I was eating a tortilla.
So, wait. Okay, so they fell for minutes. Then they look up, and she goes, are those stars? Is the cave ceiling moving? As the movie increases,
I'm kind of weirded out by the fact that there's air down here.
Why wouldn't there be?
I don't know. Just think about it. Like,
so as the movie goes on, Brendan Fraser's volume also increases. At the beginning of the movie, he talks normal, but then towards the end, he's just screaming every single line. They're bioluminescent. How can you identify a bird from that far away?
He's a scientist, Adam.
What kind, though? They haven't even talked about that.
A science one. He's probably a geologist or something like that. I don't know.
Glowbirds.
Or maybe he's a paleontologist. Who knows?
Why aren't you drinking your LaCroix?
I'm not that thirsty. Although, no, I kind of am thirsty because I just ate a tortilla chip.
Atlantis.
This movie is not as good as I remembered it. I mean, I did not expect this movie to be good, but like, this movie was definitely better in 2008.
What's that glowing thing?
It's the sun of under the earth.
The sun of the earth?
The sun of under, it's like from the earth's core or whatever. I don't know.
So is her dad. Oh!
So,
I should have been cast in this movie. Okay. That doesn't make
him
cool.
His volume is increasing, Adam.
I told you. He's going to start just screaming.
That sounds really dangerous.
Luminescent gas combination.
It also sounds like a good band name.
Luminescent gas combination.
Hey, everyone. We are luminescent gas combination. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So they're plants, and they create the oxygen, David. So that's... So does this mean that Jules Verne made it to the
that part does not make a lot of sense, because how would Jules Verne be able to go to the center of the earth and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and all the other novels that he wrote?
Jules did.
Oh, okay, they just explained it.
I thought he was gonna say if it was his dad, and I was gonna say no. Giant dandelions.
Isn't there another movie like this that has like giant plants and stuff?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Lost Island? Am I just thinking of the second one?
Lost Island, yeah, it also has giant.
Is that the one where they ride on the backs of like a giant bird or something? Yeah, I am.
Or was that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
They definitely ride on the back of something in the second one, I think.
Humongous fungus?
Kind of makes sense.
Humongous fungus?
Sean?
Someone made a treehouse in the humongous fungus.
There's
a fun house. He went Swiss Family Robinson. I feel like humongous fungus would not have bark. You know? Did he make this, or was it hollowed out already?
I don't know.
We can hear that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who do you think, Sean?
Was your dad?
Oh. Oh,
man.
We were close. They also get super sweaty here.
What happened to Leidenbrock?
He also died.
Put us up at 84.
That's right.
Well,
Leidenbrock.
We don't know if he made
died.
It out. He must have made it out.
Well, Leidenbrock made it out, but eventually he dies, so we'll bump that up to 84.
I don't know if that.
You know,
counts.
But we'll subtract one because of the one miner that got out. So we'll stick at 83.
Okay.
It evens out.
Don't think your counting is correct, but
it evens out, David.
It evens out, so we'll go with it.
Why is she so good at finding things?
I don't know.
He fell off this cliff.
Do you think?
No.
Is that where he fell?
No. Because they're by the beach.
That's what she thinks.
What kind of idiot falls off a cliff?
Man, this movie is really not very good.
It is good. What are you talking
about?
No,
it's not.
Yes,
it's not
is.
Good. I'm like.
At what point do you think Sean
Why
is
did
gonna...
Leidenbrock leave all of this stuff down
here? Yeah, it seems like it could have been a. It would have helped Jules.
Take nothing but pictures, leave nothing but footsteps.
At what point do you think Sean is going to start calling Trevor Trev?
At no point.
When is Who do you think is the first person that's going to call Trevor Trev? Hey, Trev. Ooh. Let's see.
I don't think anybody's going to call him
I think it's
Trev.
Gonna be, I think it's going to be the movie. Girl first who's going to say, call him Trev.
I don't think so.
She does know that Sean does know that his dad
Would you be
dead.
Showing a 13-year-old kid the cliff where his dad died? I don't think
but
so.
But his dad didn't die at that cliff.
Whatever.
Or did he?
I don't know.
Because
we don't know.
Because
I don't think it was that
the
cliff.
Thing at the beginning was just a dream, though.
That's true.
So it might not actually be. He doesn't know where he's going.
See, look at how disturbed Sean is seeing all this.
Oh, did he make this grave?
Oh, no. They found his body?
Did he? Hold on.
There's a grave there.
They found his body? I never noticed
that's
that.
That's what she saw? She's looking over the cliff and his body's there?
He did fall off the cliff.
That is messed up.
Who made him fall off the cliff?
The T-Rex.
No, but that was a dream, though.
Maybe he just slipped. I don't know. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah. And why'd they...
Wow. That's pretty grievous.
Did she say that she found the body?
If they didn't find the body, then what is that pile of rocks covering up?
The dinosaur.
Man. This is like a sad moment.
I never noticed that they actually found the body before.
Maybe we just didn't pick up on that implication.
We just thought they made a pile of rocks.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so it's going to just make a pile of rocks. That's pretty cool. But he wasn't. He was kind of a jerk to Trevor.
He's only 13. He's not a man yet. He still has time to become kind and caring. Or brave and caring? He still has time to become brave and caring.
One tear. Hang out with a rock. For your dad.
And Michael Caine. And was Vanessa Hudgens was in that movie, right?
No.
Was she like a Nickelodeon person? I don't think I've ever seen her in anything except for that movie.
I don't think that was Vanessa
Hudgens. There was a girl in that movie, I think.
But I don't think it was
Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens.
I think it was.
Why is she standing there with her arms crossed?
She feels really awkward, probably. She barely even knows these people. And
I was going to say, why doesn't Trevor adopt Sean? But then I remember that Sean still has a mom. Where is all this water coming
from? Would you rather be adopted by Brendan Fraser or The Rock? The Rock.
The Rock.
You'd rather be adopted by The Rock.
Like right now, I might have written this movie.
Uh-oh.
That's why they get so sweaty. Is that what happened to my daddy? Look, see, he can handle it.
I don't think you can, Sean.
He can handle it,
David. I don't think you can.
That's not that bad.
That's pretty hot.
Oh. No way it was
wow.
82.
Wow, that's fast.
What's a geyser-like river? That's just a geyser.
A river that's kind of like a geyser.
Why not a river-like geyser?
I guess you could do it either way.
Because a geyser like river is just a river. How do we build a boat? We can hear that. It's okay.
There's no time.
He just pulls out 30,000 leagues to the sea and he's like, we just gotta build one of those.
I don't. Okay.
Let's get sweaty. Luckily, they get updates every degree it goes up. How do you know that trilobites are edible?
Why wouldn't they be?
Who knows? There's a lot of things that are inedible, especially down there. Thermal.
Ooh, they're down to 30 degrees margin of error. That would be awful having to do all that work in that heat. I bet it's really humid too. They should be a lot sweatier. It's a compass.
What kind of 13-year-old doesn't know what a compass is? He never got lost. Oh, that was close. Let's try to guess what the next line is.
Ooh. I wasn't ready for that one. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trev. Call him Trev.
Oh, nailed it.
Your dad's dead.
Oh. That doesn't make... You're in the center of the earth. That doesn't make any sense.
So.
Should be pointing towards the magnetic core.
Well, they're underground, so it's reversed. I don't know.
It's not. It's wouldn't be reversed.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Know
that,
I feel like it would just not work.
Did you know that polarity actually does reverse?
What do you mean?
Like there, like in the ocean, where there's rocks and like volcanoes, you can see where like the magnetic rocks will point north, and then like only a few feet over, they'll be pointing south.
Hmm.
So the polarity actually switches.
Did you learn that in oceanography?
Yeah, I did. Thanks, oceanography. I feel like, first of all, where are they getting this much
rope? Are there any real boats like this? Like, do people actually ever sail like this? Because this seems like it would be super practical.
Thermal winds don't exist on the surface, though, David.
Surely they do, right?
I don't think they do. They really did. They plan to like start now, or
they don't have much of a choice. There's no way that thing is going to steer the boat.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that rudder does not look. It's not even vertical in the water. Good thing they befriended this bird.
They're probably just like on. They're probably on like a green screen thing that just has two like masts sticking up out of it.
Uh-oh. Good thing they're going
away
from them. What's the temperature? Doesn't know now. Doesn't matter now.
109.
Oh, 109. Oh. Is 135 really that hot?
105?
135.
Apparently humans die after that. I think humans could probably survive past that.
Yeah.
I feel like Death Valley has probably reached.
I don't think Death Valley has ever probably reached 135. Also, how
where
did they,
would then?
How did they test
like
that?
The Gobi Desert? I don't know.
How do they test that?
I don't know.
I don't really want to know.
Whoa! All
were
right, that
were
got
you
me.
Scared?
I was just having a casual conversation, and all of a sudden, there's like a
what
giant fish flying at my face. That was probably for the 3D. I bet this movie was in 3D.
Probably, back when 3D was a big thing. Was that you pounding?
Oh yeah, must be. Sorry.
Boom! Good shot. How many bat puns are there, baseball puns are there going to be? He gets service down here?
Wow, that's weird. What are they even going to tell somebody?
We're in Ottawa.
Oh, that was weird.
My phone. What is switch hit?
I don't know.
Bat the other direction.
Must be. Uh oh.
Wow.
Yikes.
Their bat. Their
there's no way their boat.
Yeah, their boat should have just shattered.
Yeah. Okay, now they're being surrounded by Loch Ness monsters.
This looks like the Unagi from Avatar.
Oh, like the thing he's
yeah.
like from season one?
Yeah. Does anyone actually know what starboard and port is
port,
that what they are?
Port is left, starboard is right.
Why didn't they just say left and right?
Because they want to make everything harder.
We
got to
go 30 knock nicks clicks.
30 clicks port.
We got to go 30 clicks port. Is he about to get...
Oh, he just did it. He called him Uncle Trev.
He called him Trev. Yes. I told you he was going to call him Trev. She was wearing gloves. She's fine. Oh, she got a boo-boo. Oh, that's right. I thought I was going to...
Fingerless gloves. Oh, boy.
I thought for some reason in
luckily,
my mind...
he's wearing full finger gloves, so he'll be fine.
Yeah. Where'd they even get these gloves?
Oh, how does he plan on how does he plan on being attached to the boat if he's holding on to both of the ropes?
How is he attached to the boat right now?
Sean, don't do that.
But those carabiners weren't for climbing.
Oh, man.
There's no way he'd be able to hold on.
Why was Trevor not attending to the sail? Like, that's more way more important than that lady's hands.
Because her fingers got hurt, and he has to help her, so he's trying to help her any chance he gets to take off that debt, the life debt he owes her. That was a weird artistic choice.
It's for the 3D scary effect.
Does he have pants that unzip into shorts?
I hope so.
Don't drink that, buddy.
Oh.
Dude.
Come on. I know we were in the splash zone. I don't think he does. They're very long shorts, though. Uncle Trev!
Long shorts were in back then.
Jorts?
Jorts? Did you say jorts?
Jorts.
No, just like long shorts. Like, it just was like weird if you were a guy to have like your knees uncovered.
Conveniently, the bird is there.
I hope long shorts never come back into style.
They don't look good.
No. Especially not on me. I used to wear a lot of cargo shorts, like big, baggy cargo shorts. That was a dark time in my life.
Anyone who thinks that shorts going beyond the knee looks good, you need to reevaluate. Go read a Jules Verne book.
That's a pretty strong overgeneralization, but
they need to reevaluate? I think that's
okay, that's pretty
acceptable.
Okay.
You know,
I just take it under advisement. Just try it. Try just going above the knee.
You know?
One time.
Get a little saucy. Go above the knee.
Okay, don't say it
not
like that.
Not too far, but just a little bit. Let those bad boys breathe.
This is also an ASMR podcast. Could you hear me chewing?
Not really. And that might.
Oh, okay. It so might now that be joke is not going to make any sense.
It might be because I'm listening to the movie. I don't know if you'd be able to hear it if you're not.
They've been separated now.
Again.
This hairstyle was also in 2008.
Because it was easy.
Yeah, it's too bad it's not in now. I mean, it doesn't look super great, but
what should they name that bird? Jorts.
Jorts?
Yeah. I like it. Jort. One singular jort. What if he forgets that south is south and south is north?
So it was unclear if he remembers or not.
Yeah.
I think he does. I don't feel like he would all of a sudden forget that very important fact. I wish he had just put, like, Band-Aids on each of her fingers.
115. Nothing. He shrugs it off. Wonder if it's
why is he still wearing a long sleeve shirt?
I wonder if it's humid, too. We didn't even factor in the humidity.
He has a tank top. We know he has a tank top because he was wearing it in the scene where he gives Sean the compass. Why is he still wearing a long sleeve shirt?
Who knows?
I would be burning up. And pants. He's still wearing pants. He needs to let those bad boys breathe. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. What if she didn't duck?
Ooh, got him.
What is that? He's a walking stick.
A large
stick.
Carnivorous plant.
Uh-oh.
Whoa!
Oh, was that? I thought that was the one that was attached to his stick.
No.
Okay.
This is weird.
That was a bad plan.
This is so weird. I feel
these
like
cuts don't even make sense.
Oh, see, now he's got short sleeves. There's no way he could have done that. Oh, now
wow.
Now they're even. Boom. Me. We are. You're even
so,
right now.
Yeah, they're
worry.
2-2, right? Did
yeah.
he say he, well.
No way.
Oh, brother.
Uh-oh.
Well, I guess that answers the long sleeve question.
Do you think they put on long sleeves? He put
so that he could rip
yeah.
them off? Maybe, I don't know.
I think they did.
I wouldn't be that surprised.
All right. What's our next challenge? This is like Indiana Jones. This is like Indiana Jones because
oh,
it's like,
yeah, here we
it's
go.
Like
this
the,
is Indiana
the path
Jones right here.
That you can't see. What?
Yep. Oh.
Oh, there goes this Swiss Army.
Magnetism.
See, that's what a compass would be actually doing at the center of the Earth.
Yeah, I feel like you're right.
This kid is smart.
He's so smart.
The reason he grabbed it like that was because it wasn't really there. He was just yep. grabbing at nothing.
I always extend all of my fingers outward as far as I can when I grab something.
Whoops.
He hit the wrong letter.
The whole entire thing is a floating magnetic.
Magnetic? Why is he surprised by that? Magnetic
yeah,
that's rocks?
Feels like
wait,
that's kind of obvious.
Rocks are magnetic, dude?
How did he not notice that before?
Also, conveniently, there's a straight path.
Yeah,
luckily,
that is super
luckily
convenient.
The magnetic field lines up right across.
I
what's
feel like
that
you could
down
just,
there?
Like, I feel like you could just like
surf.
Yeah, like he's going to try
off?
And jump. Yeah, but I feel like there's almost no friction. I guess maybe they'd be too heavy to get like really good.
That's true.
But if you could get like a smaller one that'll hold your weight.
Just surf across.
Yeah, like that one.
Like that one.
I feel like you could just lie down on that one, push off, and straight across. Although that'd be kind of bad if you.
Oh, boy.
Here it comes.
If only he was magnetic, that would be just helpful.
Yeah, that would be pretty convenient. See, right here.
Yeah, but he's going to hit the rocks and he's not going to be able to.
Uh-oh. Now he's going backwards.
Just kick your legs. He's still going forwards, though, isn't he? What's he going to do?
The bird's
like,
oh, like,
you have
come
not
on,
passed
bro.
The test. Couldn't the bird help him?
What's the bird going to do? Push him?
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know.
Birds aren't that strong.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Luckily, Sean is also a rock climber.
He's also an American
Ninja
Warrior.
For his hobby. Oh, boy. This headlamp. Now what's he going to use? He can't use only one. He has to use both of them at the same time.
I don't even think they have their flashlights anymore. I think they dropped those when they were in, like, the Muscovite.
Oh, that's true.
I have a really hard time believing that a kid would be able to hold on.
He's 13, though. That's when your muscles start to grow.
I don't think I could do that right now, though. And this is just like a normal 13-year-old kid. Like, that was like some serious grip. And his legs held on the whole time, too.
Get out of here, bird. You were no help at all. He wouldn't be able to. How would he hold on? Boom. Break.
That's Sean's point.
That's like just saying, you try that without arms. I mean, you can't do that. You can't do a lot of things without arms.
So, is Brendan Fraser just...
See?
Okay, I was wondering, like, are they going to try and look for him? Like, they think he's dead?
He's now at full yell. That was the peak of... Brendan Fraser's vocal capacity. He's not
he
here.
Might be dead, bro. I mean, he's not dead, but I'm just saying,
if
I were in that situation.
Why does this bird like Sean so much?
Because he needs a spirit guide through the underworld.
It's like his Patronus. You're not going to find him with that kind of enthusiasm.
Trevor. I don't know. I can't find him. Trevor. Trevor, where have you been? I've been calling to you for the past half an hour. I didn't hear anything. Trevor.
Ooh. The elephant graveyard, except it's dinosaurs instead of elephants.
What are the spiky rocks doing there? How'd they form?
I think those are like the... No, maybe those aren't ribs. I don't know.
Why does he wish he read that book? Would he gain any information?
Does he wish he'd read the book?
Yeah, he just said, I wish I had read that book.
Because then he would know how to get out. Or like what this was. Maybe he just thinks it would be a good read. I remember watching like a behind the scenes of this and like how they did this scene.
Yeah, and this the spit.
Yeah.
Grossest part of the movie.
I like the little zoom each time. There's like a stomp.
Are you really trying though, Hannah? You've been trying to off Sean this whole time after he called dibs on you.
The whole finger thing was just a ruse to get Sean to grab.
I cannot figure out what accent she has.
Icelandic.
It does not. It sounds like an amalgamation of three different accents.
Well, maybe it's Icelandic.
Doesn't sound Icelandic.
We should find out if this lady is really Icelandic.
I don't know.
Is she like a truly Icelandic actress?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Oh, whoa. Kissing. Whoa.
That was weird.
What'd you do that for?
Because he's going to find Sean.
Trev, I love you. I'm going to name my kid Trevor and only call him Trevor.
I'm kind of impressed that you called that. Honestly, I was like, there's no way she's ever going to call him Trev.
There's no way that they named a character Trevor in the movie and didn't expect anyone to call him Trev. All right? That's just a natural progression when you meet someone named Trevor.
I don't think I know anybody named Trevor. If I do know somebody named Trevor and you're listening to this podcast, I'm really sorry that I forgot you.
She is Icelandic.
So it is an Icelandic accent.
What is this dinosaur eating down here? Gross.
Wow.
That
smooth moves.
That legitimately looked like it had bit off the lower half of his body.
Probably because it's not really there. It's just animated. You were right about the yelling.
Yeah, he just yells. The last half of this movie just yells.
How is Sean outrunning this T-Rex? Like, couldn't they run like 30 miles an hour?
We've already established that he is stronger than normal 13-year-old who can hold on, who has grip strength of a rock climber. So I assume
the speed of a cheetah.
The speed of a faster than a T-Rex. Do you think they wrote out how many times he yelled Sean in the script? Imagine during a table read, Brendan Fraser just going, Sean, Sean,
Josh Hutcherson,
Sean,
just like screaming,
Sean.
What is he even? He's hitting this rock with another rock of the same
caliber.
Yeah, it's like the same like material. That doesn't seem like that should work.
See, they're still yelling.
Are you all right?
Ready?
Yeah, that's where we're going. Yeah, that's where we're going.
Wait, let's stop. Is that the geyser? Yeah, that's where we're going. Okay, the T-Rex is out. Let's run now.
Like, why did Josh need to point that out if Brendan had already found it? He's too fast.
Why couldn't they just run while
he's too fast now? You outran him earlier. Now he's too fast?
with me. He's tired. Oh, this is like a nice... This is like a Gandalf moment.
What if he just stops really quick?
That was weird.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Okay, I feel like this should have broken by now.
Man. How did a dinosaur get down there in the first place?
I don't know.
And again, what was he...
How did he outrun the dinosaur?
I hate field work. I hate snakes. Another Indiana Jones trope.
Wow, this really... It was kind of like him running away from the boulder, except it was him running away from the T-Rex.
A dinosaur.
That's kind of a stretch, but...
What?
All right, here they are. They're at the geyser.
Cool, cool, cool. No, it's a geyser. Or the skull of a dinosaur?
They're going to stand on a log and float down. I don't think so.
Where did she get this? Also, how did she push it into the water?
Maybe it was just already in the water.
Why does it matter at this point? Why did she say that? That was so irrelevant.
Because she was, I don't know.
Who has dips again?
She was just trying to be a coy. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, she also has a thing for Trevor now, so.
That's right, because they kissed.
Also, why was she not like, wow, Sean, you're alive. That's awesome. I'm so sorry that I was going to leave with you for dead.
She didn't care. She's just like, which one of you? Come on. You got to be kidding me.
I feel like there would be holes in the...
Does he really need the flashlight?
I mean, it should be darker in there, honestly. They're underground and there's no... clear light source.
Another?
So.
How did that hold up?
I don't know.
Bumpy.
Please don't ever do that again.
Bumpy. What do you think, Sean? Huh? You need Uncle Trev to explain everything to you?
They missed the geyser.
Why is there a geyser? Wait, how is there lava there if the geyser has already happened?
Well.
It's another dinosaur. Oh, Trev. Course it is. Conveniently, one...
See, that's why they had that scene there in the beginning, Adam. Remember saying, why do they have this in
there?
But
No. It doesn't even matter if it, like, they could still have this scene in the movie, and everyone still knows that magnesium is flammable. They don't need...
I don't. Maybe it's because you're, like, smashing the flare against the rock, bro.
Yeah, just ginger. Stop that,
dude. That's not.
You.
It's like he's putting out a giant cigarette.
Or I got an idea.
Oh boy.
Conveniently, she still has a rope. Which is amazing.
I feel like we need to re-listen to this podcast after we record it, just to make sure there's not like a bunch of weird chewing sounds.
I'm still going to post it if there's weird chewing sounds.
No.
What if they accidentally lower him too far into the lava? Why don't they just wait for the lava to pop up and light the magnesium?
Because if it gets too close, it'll be 136 degrees and they'll drop dead.
Just hold it. Just hold it. Dude. Don't smash it.
Yeah, just like hold it on there.
Just. Oh, yeah.
This is a terrible plan. Do we have any foreshadowing of his throwing abilities in this movie?
They used to play baseball. See, Trevor, see if he just gently lights stuff on fire. It lights instead of smashing it.
Wow, that was loud.
See the air that he with
extra
with him
oxygen.
Saying no, he just whoosh. It is lit. Pull up Trev. Let's go, Hannah. Pull up Trev. Is he referring his teeth or?
I think he was referring to the T-Rex teeth.
The dinosaur teeth. Good thing that the lava tube stays big enough for the T-Rex to fit through.
Yeah.
How do you think they filmed that?
I think they just had them lie down and like put leaf blowers in each of their faces.
They just caused a volcanic eruption. They wipe out a whole small.
Wouldn't that be terrible if that was how they died? They made it all the way out and then they.
That was a weird cut there.
Oh, yeah. They don't even come out in Iceland. They come out in, like, Italy. I totally forgot about that.
Classic grape gag. They're going to be covered in grapes.
That's a classic gag? See, like, at this point, they're just being pelted with grapes by
it's
the
like
cast.
The intern at like, Warner Brothers.
Like, the crew is just throwing grapes at them. They're probably not even real grapes.
Probably not.
Just like, oh. Like little.
It's just jelly.
Yeah. I don't know. Grapes are not that, like.
Colorful. Dense. How does he know that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish that he would refer to himself as Trev.
That is true. He did take him to Italy.
First of all, I just want to say, Sean did not have his backpack. He definitely lost his backpack when he flew away. Were they carrying around his backpack?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Clearly, he has a bag of diamonds. He's a scientist. That's funny.
Scientist jokes. So, did you know that?
Wait,
you don't need Google Translate. All you have to do is just.
Speaking in like an Italian accent? I can't hear him well enough. What he's doing?
All you have to do is just pretend that you're speaking in the language which you're trying to translate to.
Oh.
Avert your eyes, old man. Don't smile like that. No, you were even before I was counting. What city is this? It's very small.
I don't know. Is that. Maybe it's.
Jobinator.web. That looks like Jimmy Fallon. That wasn't impressive. He looked on the website and told them what he was doing. That's not a thing.
What is this jacket he's wearing?
That was a weird fist bump. Did you see that?
I'm still stuck.
Hey, Seth Meyers. I thought he said it was going to be a storage unit.
Oh!
Oh, he actually did that too.
I can't actually hear anything they're saying, really. I can just read the
Can
subtitles.
You not?
No, I really can't hear it very well.
Try now. Can you hear it?
Yeah, but it's like the balance is really off. Like the music is super loud.
Interesting. Oh. Are you going to be funding that, Trev? Oh.
Because he fell.
More like I'm stealing all the money that my nephew took. Oh, so they're still pretending. She got a new car.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was driving
a Prius. In the beginning, she had a Prius. Or he got a car. I'm confused. Is that his mom?
No, that's the lady. That's the Icelandic lady who apparently moved.
Atlantis.
Did they do Atlantis?
I think they did.
The one?
No, it was Mystery Island.
Yeah.
Which is like in the Bermuda Triangle or whatever.
Did they find Atlantis under
what
the island?
What is he feeding
though?
It? Go-Gurt?
Oh, man.
No. It doesn't understand you. Wow. What an
Boom.
Amazing.
There was like a 3D.
Eric Brevig.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, that was.
Movie.
Are there post-credit scenes for this?
No.
This came out in the same year that post-credit scenes started.
Did From it? Iron Man?
No, actually.
No post-credit scenes.
They really kicked off in with like the Marvel movies, but they did them another.
I
like,
thought it
Pirates
was.
Of the Caribbean had post-credit scenes.
Did it? Okay. Wow. Well, that was Journey to the Center of the Earth. I hope you guys.
I feel like this was not our best podcast.
I felt like I had a lot of fun doing it.
I feel like I chewed too much. I'm really sorry, guys, if I was chewing too loud.
I had a lot of fun.
I just had these tortilla chips here and I was trying to like chew them quietly. They were just so enticing.
Anyways, that was Journey to the Center of the Earth. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. I love that movie.
You love that movie?
Yeah, because it's just.
Honestly, the middle part fell a little bit flat for me.
The middle rise?
Yeah, like from when, like mainly, like from around the time when they're like close to getting to that like weird land, like place in the
weird
middle.
Land place.
And then like when they're on the raft, then it starts picking up again. But
oh, you don't like the humongous fungus?
I don't like the humongous fungus. And like a little bit, what were they doing before that?
Minecart.
The minecart was okay.
They were falling and then they swim.
They swam. Did they swim it directly into the
No. And then they get out and then he saves her. And then they walk into the center thing.
Okay.
And then they walk around, find the humongous fungus. She apparently finds his body, which I had never ever noticed.
I mean,
before.
I feel like they did it tactfully, but that was also kind of weird.
So
I guess they had no other resolution for
what
happened to him other than the dream. So.
It's making me love this movie.
So he wasn't actually being chased by a T-Rex and then fell into
No,
like,
I always thought that that's how he actually died.
What if he just died like
of old age?
No, but like what if he just like slipped on a rock and fell and hit his head and that was how he went out?
That'd be sad.
Yeah, it would, because then he could have totally like made it out. He just like it wasn't even being under the earth that killed him, it was just
Do you think
Simple
it would have been
error.
A better movie if he was down there, but he was an old man or older?
And well, he would have been older anyway.
And he was basically like Robin Williams in Jumanji.
Do
you think that would have made a better movie?
I don't know.
Then you wouldn't have been able to have. Well, I guess you could have. I was going to say you couldn't have Mystery Island then. Let's remake this movie, but he's still alive.
I don't think it's better if he's dead.
And his father is played by The Rock.
That would make it better.
It's played by Michael Keaton.
But you
not Michael.
That wouldn't
Keaton,
make any sense.
Michael Caine.
Still wouldn't make any sense.
Anyway,
it would be better if you didn't know. Like, it would be good if you had like an Interstellar situation where it was like, ta-da, Matt Damon's in this movie.
It's just a surprise Matt Damon cameo.
Yeah, surprise Matt Damon. That would have made it. That would have made it great.
Matt
oh, but
Damon,
then he's also.
What are you doing here? He's also Good Will Hunting. He's been doing math down there the whole time.
No, Okay, we should wrap this up. We've been going for an hour and 35 minutes.
That's not that bad. Our last episode was an hour and 35.
Yeah, but people have been watching this whole movie with us. They're probably exhausted. Thank you guys for watching. I don't know if this episode's going to come around or not.
I think it is.
I'm probably not going to rewatch the movie with the episode. I don't know if anybody else is. I don't think this is going to be a good episode if you don't do that.
It's definitely not.
Probably not going to enjoy this movie if you don't watch the movie.
Yeah. If you watch the movie, watch it with the track. Don't watch the movie without the track, because there's no way you will be able to get through it without us.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's just wrap it up.
Thank you for listening.
Are we going to do a podcast tomorrow?
Maybe Monday. When do you leave?
I leave on Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Yes. My flight leaves Monday morning, 7 a.m. Oh. So I will not be available Monday.
That's unfortunate. I don't know. We'll figure it out then, I guess.
We could do one tomorrow, I feel like.
Yeah, we'll probably get it. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Keep on jabbering. And
peace out, Girl Scouts.